Yeah, turnovers are important. You know, it definitely made them count when they got them. Very outstanding plays by both Willie Moore and Robert McClain. They saved the game for us and put us in a situation to win.
Have you, I saw where you sent Justin a text and mm-hmm. so forth with his big game.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, they gave up 7 sacks mm-hmm. and 10 hits last week.
Mm-hmm.
As a lineman, do you all take notice of those type of games?
Well, we take notice of it, but, you know, obviously we know that they have a lot of pride over there in Green Bay, and they're going to be coached up. I don't think they're going to want that to happen again, so they're going to do some things schematic-wise mm-hmm. to try and slow that down. But if we're able to get a game like that, that would be awesome right now.
Uh-huh. How do you all have to prepare, not knowing that, hey, you know, they might go with Aaron Rodgers
mm-hmm.
Long shot, but mm-hmm. or Flynn as a quarterback?
Well, I think what we need to do is just prepare as if Rodgers is going to play, and if not, you know, Flynn is a capable quarterback also. I mean, I think what they run, their offense, is basically the West Coast offense, so we mm-hmm. have to prepare for that no matter who the quarterback is. And, you know, whoever we face, man, it's a game that we have to go out there and try and win.
How do you size up their tackles?
Well, the left tackle is a good player. Bakhtiari, he's been pretty good this whole year. He's been solid. So, you know, I'm definitely going to have my work cut out for me. The right tackle, he's a young guy, getting his feet wet a little bit in the league. I think he's going to be a good player also. So both of them are going to be a challenge for us.
Your thoughts on how you guys have played the last 2 games? You held the Saints to 17 and you got mm-hmm. the win on the road. Do you think you have something kind of cooking right now?
I mean, I hope so. We definitely have a lot of areas where we can get better at, and we're going to strive to do that for these next 4 games.
Could you, as a group, could you guys, get it going? I mean, and how's it been for the youngins? Overseeing and talking to them, they've been getting a little bit more action. So
right. Well, they're playing well. For us, we just have to get in a situation where we're playing more downhill. I think, we've given up too many rushing yards, and teams are kind of getting us off balance because they're able to run the ball, and we're not really able to pin our ears back and rush the passer the way we would want to. But, you know, hopefully if we can get the game in our favor, we'll be able to do that, and I think you'll see an improvement in the pass rush.
Coach said it was a feast or famine type of deal. You had a lot of 3-and-outs,
mm-hmm.
or y'all gave up a big play.
Right.
But just trying to string a 3-and-outs together mm-hmm. is a challenge here in mm-hmm. the last quarter of the season.
Yeah, we have to. We've given up too many big plays over the course of the year, and especially that last game. So something we got to eliminate, and I think we're going to do a good job of that this game.
What does the D-line have to do to help out with the run attack that Eddie Lacy mm-hmm. brings?
It's staying our gaps. He's a very physical running back, downhill runner. One of the best rookie running backs I think we've seen in a long time. So we have our work cut out for us, but we just have to be physical with him and try and slow him down a little bit.
Going back to play at Green Bay, is it always kind of special for you, especially the fact that it was one of the biggest games you probably had in your career?
Nah, I'm not even thinking about that right now, man. It's a completely different situation and circumstance. So for us, man, we just need to go out there and get this win and try and finish the season strong.
You've got a lot of experience in cold weather games for the mm-hmm. younger guys that maybe don't have as much. What advice mm-hmm. do you give them?
Well, you don't want to think about it too much, that's for sure. You get out there, it's going to be cold, but the minute you get moving around, on the football field, you're not going to feel it too much. But when you get to the sideline, that's when it gets really, really uncomfortable. So for us, man, just don't think about it. Go out there and play. We got to be in it anyway, so don't think about it.